Psalm 5. Give ear to my words, O Lord, consider my meditation. Listen to the voice of my cry, my King and my God, for unto you will I pray. So prayer is the same as your meditation, what you think about, what you reflect about. And your cry to God is your meditation. So then, the important thing is to be spiritually minded. To be spiritually minded is life and peace, Paul says. And that if we don't have the Spirit of Christ, then we are none of His. So prayer is not just when we formally close our eyes and say words. God looks at our hearts and our thoughts, and those thoughts are counted as our prayers. O Lord, in the morning you will hear my voice. In the morning I will order my prayer unto you and will look upwards. So one of the things that you have to get into in the Christian life is regular devotion. To start off the day in the right gear. To look upwards in the morning, as he says, and to order our prayer before God. For you are not a God that has pleasure in wickedness. Evil will not live with you. The proud will not stand in your sight. You hate all those who work iniquity. You shall destroy those that speak lies. The Lord hates the man who loves blood and the man who is deceitful. So this is why, as David often says, speak the truth in your heart. This is so important, and we're surrounded by deception and that which is dishonest and that which is untrue. And we are to be absolutely truthful in our minds, to not imagine bad things about other people. But as for me, David says, in the multitude of your loving kindness, I will come into your house. In your fear will I worship towards your holy sanctuary. Lead me, O Yahweh, in your righteousness because of my enemies. Make your way plain before my face. So, if you're really going God's way, actually, it does become clear how you should live. If we really want to go in His way. It only seems difficult and a bit of a twisty, windy path, and oh, I don't know, this path or that path, where should I go? Because we don't actually want to go in the one clear way that God has set out for us. There is no faithfulness in their mouth. Their inward part is full of wickedness. Their throat is an open sepulchre. They flatter with their tongues. Hold them guilty, O God. Let them fall by their own advice. Thrust them out in the multitude of their sins, for they have rebelled against you. But let all those that put their trust in you rejoice. Let them always shout for joy because you defend them. Let them also that love your name rejoice in you. For you will bless the righteous. O Lord, you will surround him with favour as with a shield. Now, David wasn't just saying nice words. He actually meant all this, because when he fights Goliath, Saul offers him his weapons, his sword, his armour, his shield, and David has a go with him and says, no, I don't want this. So when he says, God will be my shield, this was not just cheap words. When it actually came to fighting Goliath, he said, no, okay, I won't have a shield, thank you, because God is my shield. And so when we say that, oh yeah, we trust God, and yeah, God look after us, you know, this actually becomes in practice difficult for us. And it's a hard way to choose, as it was for David. But there is no other way, because it's either God and His strength, or our strength. And of course, we want to go in the way of His strength.